The works in Smith's Sentinel series are perhaps the most difficult to group from either a formal or a thematic point of view. What holds the Sentinels together is that the pieces are all figural in design, and they share the imagery of an upright, straight-spined, or stiff personage, one as rigid as the collective title implies. E. A. Carmian, Jr., 1982.
As a further reflection of an industrial approach to sculpture, Smith painted Sentinel 3 with flat, rust-resistant enamel, on which he then stenciled the words Terminal Ironworks, as well as the names of his two daughters. Sentinel 3 is also the first sculpture to which Smith added wheels as a part of the base. He explained once that the idea came from the example of wheels on Hindu temple reliefs and chariots, but there was also a considerable element of Yankee practicality in the case of their use on large, heavy sculptures. Edward F. Fry, 1969.
The sliced I-beams represent Smith's most innovative use of modules up to that time. Still hesitant to stretch his forms sideways, to orient his work horizontally, Smith clung to the totem idea, piling his forms one on top of another as he retreated to the central axis of his earlier work. Stanley E. Marcus, 1983.
It suggests nothing so much as a small girl rushing along, hair flying in the wind. Grace Gluck, 1982.